Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm Rob Cressy, and I'm super excited to be jamming with you. And joining me to get you ready for NFL Wild Card Weekend is Sean Lockhart. You can follow him on Twitter at TheRealPapaBear. Sean, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Rob. It's definitely one of the most exciting weekends of the year coming up. Wild Card Weekend. Everyone gets some action, so hopefully we can help the listeners make some money this weekend.
Yes, indeed. And actually, the last few weekends have treated our listeners very well. If you listen to this podcast, quick recap of week 18, 3-1 with the picks. We were on the Steelers, on the Dolphins. Scott was on the 49ers. The only blemish was the Chargers. And there's actually a narrative that came from NFL week 18 that I think is going to transition us into wild card weekend. And that's one word: history. So when I look at what went well last week, Steelers-Ravens, anytime that spread was three or more, it was 17-2 against the spread. Well, all week, that number was looking between 3.5 and 6, depending on where you got it. Boom, Steelers winning cover. Dolphins at home against the Patriots in recent memory of history. Boom, another bet that has been treating them well. Number three, Shanahan versus McVay. Shanahan has owned McVay. So we're seeing history continue to repeat itself. So as we move forward to NFL Wild Card Weekend, I was like, you know what I want to do? I want to go back the last few years and see, was there anything that stood out to me? And you know what the number one thing, Sean, was that stood out to me?
What was
road team success. Last year, four of the six road teams won outright. Okay, but it's a COVID year. We'll throw that out. 2019, three of four road teams won outright. 2018, three of four road teams won outright. You have to go back to 2017, where only two of the four road teams won outright. So what we're really saying here is since 2017, if you have just bet on the road teams, not only to cover, but to win straight up, and it obviously doesn't mean that every road team was an underdog, but road teams in the wild card weekend have been successful.
I like it. Sometimes when I'm looking at wild card weekend, I definitely go back in history as well. And a trend that I like to look at, or just in general, young quarterbacks making their first playoff appearance. Playoffs are just a different beast. And there's a ton of quarterbacks making their first playoff start this weekend. And some coaches, some inexperienced coaches. I'm kind of looking to take advantage of that angle as well.
And we're certainly going to be talking about that. And one other nugget that I saw was around divisional road dogs in the last 19 matchups, 13-6 against the spread. And before we jumped on the show, you said, Rob, one of the biggest challenges I see this weekend is these teams playing each other for the third time, Cardinals versus Rams and Bills versus Patriots. So for me, we're not going to be talking about those games because for what you just said, third time's a challenge, and the road teams have had success in these division matchups.
Oh, it's just when you're playing a team three, it's just so hard. These teams know each other so well. It's really hard to get an angle on some of those games. But yeah, you would almost lean to take the points, but man, those are some tough spreads. But I think we got some good stuff coming the other games though.
All right, so let's start with this. The first team that I looked at that I liked their spread and they're a road team, we had the Cowboys laying three at home, taking on the 49ers. And I am seeing some 3.5s with juice. Right now you can get some 49ers plus three, plus 105 or something like that. The Cowboys coming into this off one of the best ATS seasons of recent memory, an NFL best 13-4 against the spread. But guess what? Give me the 49ers. I'm going to wait and look to see if I can get the 3.5. I don't want to lay the minus 120 to get it, but I would like that number because more action's coming on the Cowboys. What are your thoughts?
Definitely shop for that 3.5, but I'm glad we're aligned. I love the Niners this weekend. I really do. I think the Cowboys are kind of a name brand team. There's going to be a lot of money. Everyone wants to bet on the Cowboys at home, but they're going up against the team that probably is peaking at the perfect moment, came from the toughest division. And just they showed me, like, I wanted to see if Jimmy G, if how bad that hand injury was. And when he led that comeback against the Rams on that last drive, I was sold. A big coaching mismatch as well. Give me Shanahan any day of the week. They're going to run the ball down their throat. I love the Niners. Definitely look for that 3.5 because I could see the Cowboys, yeah, kicking a game-winning field goal. Maybe pushes for some people. You get that hook, big win. I like the Niners outright, but I love getting 3.5.
Who do you think is the best offensive player in this game for either side?
Well, Deebo Samuel, I think you got to say, right? It's just such a big – I would – if Zeke was healthy, I might lean that way. But, man, what Deebo's doing right now for the Niners is just unbelievable.
And the reason I wanted to say that, and I agree, is because that was not the answer 1 year ago. Because going into this year, the answer was supposed to be Brandon Ayuk. And all of a sudden, Deebo was the guy. And it reminds me of back in the day when it was supposed to be Emmanuel Sanders for Pittsburgh, and it became Antonio Brown. And Deebo Samuel has become such a weapon. And on the Zeke side of things, Zeke hasn't exactly been all of that this year. We've seen the flashes out of Tony Pollard. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is I actually have confidence in the 49ers' ability to, one, score, two, keep it close, and or potentially be a live dog because of their offensive firepower.
No, I love it. I think it is a mismatch. And the spread, I think it should be a pick. If it wasn't for that name brand Cowboys, they know they're going to take Cowboys. I'm all over the Niners. I like that we're in agreement on this one.
All right, moving on. Next game, we got the Bengals laying 5.5. This number has come down from 6.5, taking on the Raiders. And this is a game the Bengals previously smoked Vegas by 19 earlier in the year. It's a short week for Vegas, which really sticks out to me. Extra rest for the Bengals because last week they took off, played their backups there. Raiders are coming in off a high spot. So one of the things that we love to do is fade teams off of a big win and be on teams coming off of a big loss. So for the Raiders, this is the biggest win of Derek Carr's career, pretty much sending them in there. And of course, he likes to have this nonchalant, no one believes in us, I'm just this old quarterback type thing. But I don't exactly believe that everything is aligning right now for the Raiders. I don't trust them, despite the fact that all year, whenever you don't believe in them, they do well. And when you do believe in them, they don't. I believe in what Joe Burrow and Joe Mixon and Ja'Marr Chase are doing over there. Give me the Bengals. I'm going to lay the points.
So this game, I kind of look at from a weather perspective as well. It's going to be 0 degrees or below freezing there. A little bit of wind. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, two quarterbacks making their first career playoff start. It's, to me, that spells that points are going to kind of be hard to come by. I like the under, specifically maybe the first half under, just since his O-line ranks near the last in a lot of categories this year. And then you just saw last week what that the Raiders defensive ends did to Justin Herbert. I think they're going to get after the same way. I just see a slow start, maybe a little nervous start for Joe Burrow. And I'm hoping points are at a premium. Maybe that first half under, you can get a 24 right now. That's where I'm kind of looking at that game.
I like where your head is at with that. So final game we're going to jam about. Let's go to the big sombrero, the Bucs laying 8.5 at home, taking on the Eagles. And you're actually starting to see some nines pop up. So this thing keeps on moving. And as you talked about at the top, one of the narratives, we've got a rookie head coach with a quarterback making his first start on the road, taking on Tom Brady, albeit this Bucs team has lost a lot of weapons. No Antonio Brown, no Chris Godwin. You've got a dinged up Mike Evans. So we're not really sure what we're seeing there in Tampa. But what was one of the narratives that was always present for Tom Brady in New England? It doesn't matter who his wide receivers are. I can turn Chris Hogan into Jerry Rice. Well, guess what? I believe more in having a ticket on Tom Brady than I do anything that's going on for the Eagles, because they didn't exactly play murderer's row when it comes to schedule. What are your thoughts?
Like, you brought up a lot of my angles. I'm attacking from a total perspective as well, but you mentioned all the injuries to the Bucs, and you mentioned the Eagles going in with an inexperienced quarterback. I think they're going to look to establish the run. And I think the Bucs are going to look to run the ball as well. And to me, that means a lot of bleeding clock. Both of these defense, too, are actually made to stop the run. I just also think points are going to be at a premium again. I like maybe the full game under here. It's 46 last I looked. But, man, I could also see – maybe the Bucs do get a big lead at the end of the game. They're also chewing up clock to move on to the next round.
So here's my question. If the Bucs get up, how are the Eagles coming back?
Oh, they They're not. I mean, the Eagles wide receiver has been pretty poor this year. It's well known that the Eagles love to run the ball. That is their strength. But that's what the Bucs are good at stopping. So I understand the number coming down because catching double digits in the playoffs is usually good. But, man, you could not talk me into an Eagles bet or you could not talk me into an overs bet. That's for sure.
Yeah, and the only hesitation I have when looking at my mindset for this entire weekend is a game like this just seems too logical and easy. Of course, I'm going to want Tom Brady and the points against a first-time playoff head coach and a first-time quarterback in the playoffs. The narrative is too easy, and there's no such thing as free money in sports betting. So that's where I'm rethinking all of the different angles. I'm not going to be on the Eagles, but I'm just checking myself just to say, wait a second, let's just not fall into the easy narrative that does exist.
It's going to be a popular, but I know the Bucs are going to be in a lot of teasers. And I mean, if you can get them under the number of three, especially if that number's falling with a 6.5 or 7 point or six, even 6 point teaser right now, get down to three, you know, it seems kind of square, but I think that might be a little more viable. I mean, if they're up 10, 12 at the end of the game and just kind of in prevent defense, you know, that nine's a funky number. That's for sure.
So, Sean, doing a quick recap, I'm going to be on the 49ers. I'm going to get the three, but I'm going to be looking and shopping for the 3.5. I'm likely to be on the Bengals. I do like what you said about the first half under. That makes complete sense to me. And then I am going to be on the Bucs laying 8.5. What about you?
So I'm joining you with the Niners. I haven't locked it in yet either. I'm going to be shopping for that 3.5. But if I take the three, maybe plus 100 juice, I don't mind that as well. And then I will be on the Bucs under. 46 is the number right now. And then that first half under, I love in Cincinnati with that weather game. First half under 24.
Sean, love jamming with you. Where can everybody connect?
I'm on Twitter at TheRealPapaBear, DareelPapaBear. Always down to chat anything about sports betting, and I give out free picks all the time. So hopefully you join me.
And I want to hear from you. What is on your NFL wild card weekend? And if we're going to buy into the narrative that road teams have the ability to win this weekend, who is the road team that you like the best to win outright? You can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at Rob Cressy. Also make sure to tag at Covers. And remember, if you want to be sharp, don't be square with your bankroll. Be disciplined with your money management. The broken leg devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, your pen. I get action. So everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your black trunk. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot. Some say I got more juice than Tupac.